Do we have Scott on the podcast? Yeah. Scott Moore. Say hello.
Hi, everybody.
Scott's a musician, everyone. That's him playing guitar in the background.
It's normally me, but
it's normally
Darren
who's
going
to mess him, yeah.
Let Scott mess him.
So, yeah, this is the first of the two big guests we're having.
Who's the other one?
Oh, you're not allowed to say it.
Can't say. Unless this goes up afterwards.
No, this goes up tomorrow, so.
Okay. We'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very top secret.
Rumors that it's Clooney.
What was the one we were doing last week? It was Shia LaBeouf. He'll turn up in a brown paper bag.
Yeah.
I love it.
Saying I'm not famous anymore.
Yeah.
I love that guy. He's just such an arsehole. Brilliant.
Are you allowed to curse on this, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, right.
You can curse all you like and say as many terrible things as you want.
Right.
It's normally me.
Yeah.
As I said beforehand, the filter just kind of turns off and the microphone turns on.
Stirring it up my head now. I'll let go soon.
All those jokes.
Yeah. So I suppose we should do interview.
Fuck off.
Okay.
Yes. No.
I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Let's so anyway, go on about me.
So,
what are you saying about me?
Scott's a great musician. He really is. I must say, Scott, we will sing your praise on this because I've been, I'm a very big fan of the Shoes.
Okay.
Who? Who gives a shit about the Shoes?
No, the Shoes are great being in the Shoes. I love being in a band and being solo. It's
in the two.
It's double edged. It's beautiful. It really is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, at the moment, you're plugging the single.
Plugging the solo stuff.
Yeah, plugging the solo stuff at the moment.
You're off touring last week, right?
I was in Austria with Today FM. Yeah.
Austria, of all places.
And it was supposed to be freezing and snowing and everything, but it was roasted.
And then it's snowing over here.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's the way it is. I heard you were very good on the radio.
Yeah, it was a good show. I mean, they put on a good show. It's a good broadcast.
Austrians are rowdy,
Craig. Well, it's all Irish. They're all like ski trippers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Ski trippers.
Ski trippers is either a song or a movie with a lot of really high skiers.
Yeah.
On altitude.
Oh yeah. Yes.
It is pretty high.
On altitude. Yeah.
It is pretty high. We went up those cable cars.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was.
Nice.
I'm not a fan of heights, but yeah. I did it last year, so it was kind of okay.
I did that in Germany a few years ago, and it was like the second highest mountain in Europe.
Yeah.
And the cable car stopped halfway down.
Oh yeah.
It was really windy, and it started swinging. So your one decided to just open the door.
Oh.
And I was like 14. I'm like.
Yeah. That'll give you good dreams for
years.
But it was all Irish ski trippers, and it was good fun though. It's good.
That's good.
Wasn't there other bands there as well?
Yeah, there was a picture house were there. A guy called Fergus Nolan was there.
Cool.
And we were all just kind of jamming in the afternoon. It was like we did this après ski band while we were, doing our broadcast.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So,
it was fun. It's good.
And it's just a single.
Just promoting the single. Yeah.
Very nice.
I've got a couple of more singles that I'm going to release during the year. It's kind of. I don't want to just, put out an album and then expect everyone to buy it, and then they don't, and then,
really you're disappointed because you expected everyone to buy it.
Well, you end up
selling. I'll buy it, don't worry, me and Darryl will buy it.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm trying
that's
to...
Two.
That's two.
Okay, cool, and I'll buy it too.
Kids.
Yeah. That beard. If only you could see that beard, I'm sure people who...
I'm sure they do.
Start putting pictures up on the Facebook page of just data.
Beard styles
in different situations.
Yeah.
You ever gonna shave?
Do that? Yeah. Probably at some point in my life. I'm sure I will.
Just for now.
Keep it. It's very cold. It's like it's a nice.
Yeah, it
it's
is
like a
actually
blanket for the face.
Warm, yeah.
Like a blanket for the face.
You can keep that coat. You can use it in the song if you want.
Like a blanket for your face.
Oh, see,
that's a hit.
The musical style has gone hard.
So when's the next single, Blanket for the Face, coming out?
Yeah,
Blanket for the Face. It's funny. It took a lot of turns. It's
what's your inspiration for that song? I think it's the name.
Blanket for the Face.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
a cold winter night in the woods,
alone.
Alone, but with Dara. Not really. Why would Dara be?
Well,
I don't know.
It's your own business.
My own business is a hairy woodsman. What do you
okay. That's the third single, by the way.
The hairy woodsman. No, the hairy woodsman.
Blanket for the Face and the hairy woodsman.
The hairy woodsman is like
what's
your
this album from?
This is turning into like a Bonnie Bear album. Just going to a cabin in the woods and writing about.
Going to a cabin in the woods and writing about
lumberjacks. Yeah.
Why not? But yeah, no, the single is really good. People should buy it.
Well, they should, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're denying themselves.
The video on YouTube.
The video is actually better than the song.
The video on YouTube is absolutely brilliant.
It's good.
It involves the blow-up doll.
Yeah, it's basically a guy who dates a blow-up doll.
Yeah.
And they go to the cinema and they have a picnic and they go to
all these places. Shot on the pier in Dunleary.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of it in Dunleary actually, and in Bray, and in my house. you know, did it with a guy called Andy Jordan.
Yeah.
Who's a great young. What's the word? What do they call those people?
Filmmakers.
No, well,
bastards.
Videographers, I think.
Videographers. Sorry. Okay.
And
Andy Jordan are more successful than
me. Yeah, that's okay. You know.
Anger is good.
It's all right to be angry.
You learn to
suppress it.
No, to embrace it and wish other people well, and then you won't feel so angry. Yeah.
I've never wished anyone well.
No.
Yeah. Well, not in a genuine way, at least.
Yeah. Well, honesty is the best start. You know, honesty is a good start.
I don't know. I'm a lying bastard. Everybody knows it. If anyone's listened to this before. Great, so.
You have a lion face, all right, I have to say, you know.
A lion? No, Dara's got a lion face.
Hey! Hey.
Yeah, just reading on the wall here, Dara, your album launch, Sunday 28th of October.
Yeah.
I was at that, I think, was it?
Yeah, I think Teddy stopped, you missed it. If you
no, I was just trying to remember.
Oh, you might have been, because there was another album launch.
Oh, no, it wasn't
another album
there was
launch.
The first one, which is behind this poster. You can see, like, a hint of orange.
Oh,
yeah,
the first one?
Yeah.
Oh!
And then the second one was the Whelans one.
Yeah. That was the night I was winked at by the big gay sailor.
It was the...
okay, so 28th of October was around Halloween, and it was in Whelans, so we were leaving Whelans at like 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, people are in costume and going to the George. What else were you doing? And we walked out, and a big guy in a sailor costume holding hands with a tiny guy dressed as Jack Sparrow winked at me.
Have you ever been
winked
at a
Snow White, which just turned out to be Man Snow White?
Oh yeah, that was an odd.
Man White.
Man White.
Man White.
Never dressed up for Halloween. I always wanted to dress up as I don't know why.
Even as a child.
Oh yeah, as a child I did. I was dragged around. Yeah, dressed up as Superman and the Hulk and all that stuff. But
I hit a peak when I was about 7. I dressed up as a TV and then dressed up as Mr. Bean within the TV.
TV's good. TV's good.
So I had a double costume, and then after that I gave up. Because I couldn't top that.
Sure, why not? I can't remember anything like this was a child.
I remember getting the shite kicked out of me actually on Halloween once for throwing eggs at a guy's house.
Okay.
And he came out and beat the shite out of us. Yeah, it's good fun.
Did you throw my eggs in the same?
Oh yeah, there was no arguments like.
No, you deserved it.
You know, we clapped afterwards and said, you know what, man, you did the right thing.
So, 10 years later, we wrote a song about it. Well, if we were lovers, the new single was coming. That'd be a good segue.
Halloween's always been a kind of an eventful time for fighting.
Yeah. Well, have any more fight stories from
Yeah, loads.
Okay.
Go ahead then.
No, just remember.
Me and Dara are two of the dumbest people in the world.
Yeah, I know. No, just remember always getting fights on Halloween.
You have outwitted us, Mar. You have outwitted us.
I've always been in fights in Halloween, you know. I remember kicking a wall down years ago. And
it's not really fighting, the wall can't fight back.
Well, no, the guy came out though on the house and he wasn't happy about it at all. And he beat the shite out of me. So,
you were quite a man, weren't you?
Yeah, I don't know.
You just started smashing like guitars up on stage.
Then I learned how to fight. I learned how to fight.
Okay.
So, and I haven't lost a fight since, you know why?
Yeah, I haven't been in the
fight. Because I can run fast. Yeah.
We'll have to test that theory afterwards then.
Yeah.
Race.
So, my attitude is if you can catch me, then.
Fair enough.
You can catch
then
me,
then I'll have to fight
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Is that your monitor?
No. I can't run. You've seen me. You've seen me try
Dara,
to run.
I've seen Dara run. It just involves his trousers very gradually falling down.
Oh, man, yeah.
I
as
use
beard, listen, as long as your beard doesn't fall off, you're okay.
Anyway, back to music. And
yeah.
So, I had a question.
Dara has a question for you.
This is going to be a proper question.
Yeah.
I asked you to email all the questions so that I could vet them.
Pre-interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't do that.
Yeah, we're lazy.
It's all off the cuff.
I'm only joking. That's what McCartney does, you know.
I don't even know how to use a computer.
I've been out recently, actually. McCartney he hit the intonation on his Beatle bass wasn't fixed till like 94 or something. So his bass was out of tune throughout the Beatles.
Probably, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool.
Oh, you're in the classic Beatles as well, aren't you?
Mm.
I completely forgot about that.
Many there we go.
Many, I probably should have known that.
Many guys. Actually, we celebrated our anniversary yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah, really? We're together 2 years.
Plus.
Plus. So go on, what's the question anyway?
I was going to say...
We're talking 20 minutes, he hasn't even asked me a question.
You've been in the shoes for the past while, and you've released
an
album and a half, will I say? The first album's like
seven
songs.
That's right, yeah.
I'm going to say, not half an album.
Well, that album's a bit rushed.
That's the one that we went to...
We went to the launch in Terror.
For like an hour late.
Were we in there like going, that's because Darren was supporting us.
me and Darren walked around Terror Records like two awkward teenagers for an hour just being like, oh look, we've looked at this record.
Yeah, I remember that album because it was kind of rushed.
Okay.
Because it was for Universal and we had to get it out quickly, so that's why there was only six or seven songs.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, who cares?
But because you kind of went from the solo stuff to the shoes and now you're back.
Yeah.
To the solo stuff. What made you want to go back to the solo record? This is an actual question.
Jesus.
See, this is proper.
This is
we're legit now.
This is prepared for real.
We've been doing this since November, and that is actually the first question that's ever been asked.
Yeah.
Well, I better answer it.
Take your time. It's okay.
Yeah.
No rush.
Okay.
You can answer in music.
I think it's because I always write music.
Yeah.
And there got to a point where I had loads of songs ready. Because I'm always writing, if it's, you know, sometimes I write a song and think, that'll be perfect in the shoes, or that'll be perfect for something completely different, or that'll be great in a movie, or whatever. And because I like to write different styles of things. So it got to a point where I had lots of songs that I thought might suit me. So, and I haven't done anything solo in ages, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. You know?
Yeah.
And if I can have a catalogue of songs, whether it be for the shoes or for me or whatever. So that's kind of
a proper answer.
Do you have a session band with you all the time? Or
there's a bass player I do all my recordings with, Keith Farrell.
He's a brilliant bass player.
He's an amazing bass player, yeah. And
you're Binzer. A bass player?
Yeah, he is, yeah. It's a different style, it's double bass with Keith, so it's a different sound to what's happening there. A lot
just
of
family tension. It's not like your brother's probably.
And don't forget the legal battle going on within the Mar family at the moment.
Suing each other, yeah.
Yeah.
But Steve.
Oasis style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Who's Noel? Who's Liam? I hope for your sake, you're Noel.
No,
Liam's an arsehole.
Yeah. No, I'm Liam.
Really? Jesus, you poor unfortunate man.
Sorry, Scott.
No,
Liam is like the biggest arsehole in music.
Well, apart from Justin Bieber.
He's
got a lot of nice things to say about you, actually, he does.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, he must have heard the podcast before, because I have literally nothing but good things to say about him.
Yeah.
That was a lie. No, see, no.
Lying face.
No. I just don't think BDI are good at all.
Yeah.
I really don't. Because
I don't really get it.
When Noel was writing the songs, they were good songs. And if they're good, all the Oasis songs are very good songs.
Well, not all of them.
And not all of them.
Yeah. I'd argue there's one or two that are a bit off.
Maybe three.
Or maybe two albums, but still.
Maybe two albums. But like, the problem is, now that he's writing all his albums, it's just kind of like, now it's just him kind of
is he writing stuff now? I don't know.
Probably not.
It's either him or the other, the two.
Well, you know, bands have their day. They have their time, and Oasis hit a huge high, you know?
Yeah.
But I think people have expectations then that somebody should go on and be even greater and even greater and even greater.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous expectations.
So I'm not going to go with the shoes then.
With what?
You and your brother.
How do you mean?
As in
the fighting.
Who's gonna go higher?
We don't have that.
He's just a bass player.
You know, we only have that in a football pitch.
Oh right, so, okay.
Yeah. Well, a lot of songs Steve would write in the shoes come from bass riffs. So that we then turn into guitar riffs and stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting the way he
and him write the bulk of the shoes songs, yeah.
I suppose we'd be probably the main contributors, you know?
Yeah.
But when you're working with a voice like Texas singing, he just opens his mouth
voice.
And it changes, it turns the song into something that's gives it a bit of...
Is it true he's doing a solo single as well? I heard something.
Well, I know he's writing a lot, which is great because everyone should be writing.
Yeah.
Because it means that he'll come at the band from a different angle then, you know. So I don't know whether he's releasing anything or.
I thought I saw something on Twitter.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Where everything is true.
Where everything's true, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Who can
I hope he does because he's a great voice.
Mm.
Why not? We don't really have to kind of oh my god, our singer's gonna do this. This is terrible,
you know. Yeah. No, I have to ask because I love the Blow Up Dog video.
It's, yeah. Okay.
It's one of the best videos.
I should have brought the Blow Up Dog because I actually have it at home.
That doesn't say a lot about you at all.
Well, it's a prop, you know. Okay. No, I bought it for the video. You know?
But like, what's the
when I was buying, I was like, "Listen, can I buy this Blow Up Dog?" Your man was like, "Yeah, sure." And I felt I had to explain. I was like, "Well, I need it for a pop for a music video." And he was just like, "Yeah, whatever."
Yeah, you know? That's what they.
I don't care.
They all say they need it for their music videos. But like, when you were writing the song, did you have ideas that was the way the video was going to be? That's it. Is there kind of like when you were writing the song, do you think it would be? Ready for a, like, is it almost the video supposed intending to be funny, or
it is. I mean, you can't make a video like that and have it be serious. It's just,
I understand. But could there have been a serious video for the song, or not a video not incorporating a Blow Up Dog?
There could have been, but I think
it's quite a fun song anyway. Though,
you know, you have to kind of go with the nature of the song, and I think as well as that, people like to buy music with their eyes these days. They don't. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just another angle, I suppose.
That should be on the poster. People like to buy music with their eyes. Scott Moore.
Yeah.
The book of quotes.
That's an inspirational quote. Yeah.
But so if you can give somebody a good visual that's not, you know, a guy playing a guitar.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus, here we go. You know, I mean, all that stuff's cool. I love seeing guys playing guitars, but not for 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's I love the video. I think it's great.
The video is brilliant. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out.
Yeah,
I would urge everyone to check it out.
It was fun, really fun making it. Like actually laughing out loud stuff, you know. And the Cinnamon Dunleary were great to us. They gave us that cinema. They put on a movie and all, like, so that they could have their date with popcorn and like. It's absolutely ludicrous, but it was fun, you know.
It is a brilliant video, a brilliant song.
Well, Andy Jordan directed the video, and he's great. He's done a lot of videos for people.
Yeah,
I'm lucky enough to have done a few videos with him that I've been storing up, and I'm going to put on YouTube over the couple of months.
For the next few singles.
For the next few singles, and just to put up videos anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what my next single is, but I want to release 3 singles this year, and then finish with an album. But then when you say those things out loud and you don't do it, But I'm definitely going to release a few singles.
Yeah.
Whether an album or not, I don't know. I'll just keep recording.
That's your job, so.
But listen, I've got too serious now, so let's get back to talking shite.
Any good jokes?
Any good jokes?
This is always a good question to ask.
I'm so bad at remembering jokes. I really am, but there is some amazing jokes. Obviously.
Jokes are good,
answer. Yeah. That's a good
answer. That is good, isn't it?
There have been many amazing jokes throughout the years, but the one that sticks in my mind.
Yeah, no, I actually don't have any jokes. I'm terrible at remembering jokes.
That's a good question.
But I do laugh at them, if that's any consolation.
There you go. I don't have any jokes either.
Knock.
As I pointed out, I'm not funny. Who's there?
Yeah, I know.
Knock. Just say who's there.
Who's there?
Doctor.
No.
Hey!
Doctor!
It works as well!
Have I ever written them?
Yeah.
Well, I can show you the James Bond chord, which is.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty cool. Actually, it might be. Yeah, I think it's with the E. Yeah, it's more of a ring.
I was reading the thing about it last night. You know Richard Branson, the guy who's on Virgin?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's cabin crew in Casino Royale or something like that.
Is he?
That's cool.
Yeah, and there was a thing. When they showed the film on British Airways, they blurred out the Virgin Atlantic sign on the plane's wing and they cut out his scene in the film. Because British Airways wouldn't show.
That's
a bit.
There you go.
That's weird, isn't it? Well, Branson did dress up as a woman, though. He went in drag and Sarah Priest on a plane once, which is really weird.
For real?
Yeah, there's photos of him in like full makeup as an air hostess.
With that beard and all?
Yeah. You're just like, no, it's very obvious that it's just you trying to. Being the worst tranny in the world.
Yeah.
I don't think he was going for
like,
a
drink.
Perfection. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know if he was trying to convince people he was a woman.
He just seemed a bit weird.
Well, if you're that rich, you're probably a bit mad.
Or really boring. Say. I think it seems to be either really mad or really boring. Because Mark Zuckerberg's really rich, and he seems to be one of the most boring people in the entire world.
He's the guy who owns Facebook.
Facebook guy, yeah.
I didn't see the movie.
I saw. He just seems to be a bit of a dick as well. Like, just that's the one thing when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay. Like, you're just a dickhead then, basically.
It's a good movie, though.
It's a good movie, sorry.
It's good, yeah, good score. It's Trent Reznor's good score.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Won an Oscar.
Bring it back good for him. There, well, yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
There you go, the Nine Inch Nails fella.
Nine Inch Nails bloke.
Your man from that band.
Your man from that band there did that song that Johnny Cash once did, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Cash did
Johnny
song.
Cash.
The yeah, hurt, that, really was a, that was a Nine Inch Nails song, and then.
Really depressing.
What, the I Hurt Myself Today?
Yeah.
I Hurt Myself Today. Great song.
Yeah.
Oh man, what a song.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That video as well, where it's his last video where he's pretty much dying, and
like, yeah.
It's just a flashback of his whole life. And,
yeah. And then just able to. Yeah. It's all black and white.
Yeah.
It's all very depressing.
He's pretty good, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash is
not
amazing.
Too bad at all.
I only really got into him in the last kind of couple of years because he just seemed like, you know,
he's
years
dead.
Ago.
You can't sue me for saying
well,
him.
No,
he
just
now.
I used to hear him when I was growing up and just thinking, oh, this country, it doesn't do anything for me, you know?
Yeah.
And then you start listening to him and you kind of go, actually, the man in black, he's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, distinctive voice.
Yeah, he's great.
Speaking of country, what's your opinion on the Garth Brooks
thing
that's happening?
I didn't know there was that many Garth Brooks fans.
Neither
in Ireland,
I.
Which is kind of
it's kind of insane, isn't it?
And I'm sure if he did another 10 nights, he'd probably sell them.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I don't know.
Stop listening to Garth Brooks and listen to Scott Marr.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd like to get the support.
Yeah.
If there's a chance. Because
he's better from listening to both. Because I listened to a bit of Garth Brooks recently, because I'd never heard him before. I heard often, I'd never listened to his music, and I was just like, come on.
Yeah, I don't know what.
How can you sell 400,000 tickets, €65 each?
It does seem a bit much.
Is that how much the tickets are? Yeah.
And
which isn't that bad, though, for a stadium gig.
Yeah, it's not bad. For a Croke Park gig, it's okay.
But still, five nights, that's it.
He's still making, what, 26 million off a week?
That's there,
or at
yeah.
least that's how much it's going to pay you in.
I mean, I'm sure everyone will you know, fans will enjoy it and stuff.
Can you imagine having to live beside Croke Park and having to hear his saying?
Well, I know a guy who lives beside Croke Park, and he gets free tickets to everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not to, you know, half of these just like, oh, whatever. But
five nights of Garth Brooks, you could sell them for good money.
Well, I don't think they actually get printed tickets. I think they get like, you know, guest list sort of
popping, seeing through the gaps in the selling tickets.
That kind of thing, yeah, where you just kind of like. You know, sorry for the noise kind of tickets.
Yeah.
But,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it's all people from down the country as well, so Dublin will be flooded with countries for a week.
Yeah.
It's going to be mad.
I just don't understand how he could sell that many nights. I just didn't know he was that popular.
Yeah.
I'm still shocked to.
Cause like,
not in a bad way or in any. Just kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Because he's doing three nights, isn't he?
I think it was two, and then he added a third.
There was only dates. There was only dates in Europe.
Yeah.
He's not doing anywhere else.
Like
he, what, he retired about what, 5 years ago or 10?
He went to Vegas, I think. Yeah.
No, well, that
just
makes
semi-retirement.
That
makes
sense.
Yeah.
Retired. Yeah.
He just got to Vegas.
He had the Rock album about 10 years ago as well, or about 15 years ago. He had like a what was his name? It was Chris
Stein
or something like that.
That's right. Yeah.
He did
it. Actually,
like
wasn't a bad song.
Well,
I think. Was it?
I don't remember.
I remember thinking it's not bad,
but it kind of flopped. It was supposed to be like he created this character, and it was a rock album, and there was going to be a film and a Broadway show.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
It just died to death.
One of those.
Yeah.
I think he did like an SNL. SNL was his big launch, and he hosted. Garth Brooks hosted, and then his alter ego. He introduced his alter ego, and then
my god,
didn't go well, and then that
kind
of killed him for a bit.
It would have gone well, especially on SNL.
I'm surprised I know that much about Garth Brooks.
So am I, actually.
Yeah,
I'm a bit disappointed.
Does he have a beard?
Probably.
Seems like the type.
Yeah.
Not like
that. He might have one of those like goatee thingies.
Could do.
Yeah.
Might.
As
what do you think? Is there a country western beard?
Kenny Rogers, or was it Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, Kenny Rogers.
He had one hell of a beard.
He's a beard.
A bit like Darius
Boyd. I should go country.
You should.
We should all go
That'd
country,
be
yeah.
interesting, wouldn't it? If Darius went country for these two albums.
I was in Nashville for a little while. It's yeah, country. It's a lot of country music there.
Is that with the
kind of grinds in on you after a while?
were you working with Ruby and Man?
Yeah.
I heard her recently. Do you know that show Community?
Yeah. Who's that now?
She's Jack White's back in series.
Oh, for Love Interrupted.
Yeah. She's really good, but she was on the show Community.
That's Ben, cool that you worked her.
Ben Folds did a song. Like a Dave Matthews, it's called Ass Crack Bandit, and she's backing singer on it.
Oh, right, cool.
It's an episode, like
she's a great singer.
Yeah. That was her most recent hit.
She's not a great cook, though. So.
Controversial.
Controversial.
Well, she made us a lamb casserole thing, and you know. No.
No one told her you don't put cocaine in it.
Paul McDonald, he's an Irish songwriter. He's brilliant, actually, and I do quite a few co-writes with him. But we were out there, and we worked with her and another couple of people. Really good, talented people. Really strongly talented, you know?
Get your act together now.
And other people were a bit shy, but... but she made this lamb casserole, and it was awful.
Okay.
Awful. The potato was nice, but the lamb itself, it wasn't my scene.
You're lucky, because she's not going to hear this.
Well, she probably will, but... I don't know.
It's okay. She's in Nashville, so.
She's in Nashville. She's not
but what they don't.
Probably high on.
Do they not have the internet in Nashville? No?
I didn't think so.
Yeah, but she won't be able to like physically hurt you or anything over the remarks.
Physically hurt me. But that's.
You can't imagine she's gonna get on.
It's the only bad thing I would say about Ruby. She can't make a lamb casserole.
Okay.
It's not good.
Great singer, bad lamb
Great
casserole
singer.
Maker.
Terrible cook. Great singer.
We saw her at the Jack White gig. Was it last year?
Oh,
or two
was she
years
doing
ago?
That? Yeah, of course.
Last year.
Fantastic, yeah.
Was she doing any solo kind of vibe? Or?
She did the duet, the Love
yeah.
Interruption
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of back and forth. Yeah.
They were good. Oh, yeah.
It was Halloween night
that
as well.
He does female band or male band.
Yeah.
They don't know until
the day of the show. Yeah.
That's great.
You don't know until they come out.
Yeah.
His female band are really good, though.
Yeah.
Great. She's great. He's a drummer.
Yeah.
Did he do. Who was that singer who was singing with him? I saw it on Jill's Holland. He was playing drums with a band. He kind of put a band together for a couple of songs. And there was a girl singer. She was really cool and really good and really good looking. And
was it the Karen Nelson?
I don't know. She
that was
a black leather jacket on.
Was she ginger?
No.
No, okay. Different person then.
She was great though.
Oh, that was the Dead Weather. Sorry.
The which Dead Weather? Yeah, yeah.
Was your one from the Kills, Alison Mosshart, I think?
Don't know.
Something like that.
She's
yeah, they're really,
great,
they're really good band. Yeah.
Yeah. And they had a video where they're shooting each other.
Yeah, that's the demo.
That was cool.
That was one of the guitarists from Queens of the Stone Age in that band as well.
Oh, really? Yeah, the guy with the gloves? No.
Wait,
where's the back gloves? You know him?
No, I don't think it's him. It was the other one.
When
he's keyboards as well.
No, I think just when he's talking shite.
I'm not very good at guitar, but if I try playing the gloves, I'd be even worse.
Yeah.
Queens of Stone Age.
I
saw them as well. Last year they were good. Binzer actually supported them, didn't he?
With
they did the Little Matador.
Little Matador, yeah.
Another band that are very good.
Yeah. Starting to do good things,
yeah. Yeah. We got
to
repeat.
Got to repeat. Bought a night and drink.
Yeah, cool.
Binzer,
well,
and Binzer's on
the boy drinks for everyone else.
He's on If We Were Lovers, isn't he?
He's like, yes, on the recording.
On
yeah,
the single,
he is,
yeah.
And then Michael Meekin is in the video.
Yeah.
And a guy called Tim Fernley is on bass in the video.
Lot of dolls together.
She does, doesn't she? I'm gonna have
she
to
can cook, she can clean.
Yeah, she's well, yeah. Hey.
There you go.
Scott has her at home, so we'll just leave it.
Fold it up
her.
In a box in the attic somewhere. But I might take her out and Take her to the movies.
Take her for a spinner. Just
yeah.
Gather and dust up there.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No.
Give her a good pump up and take her away.
That's it.
And on that note, we'll get you to do a song maybe.
You
sure,
have,
yeah.
You have another question, don't you?
Oh, okay.
Oh, what's the question you were going
to
ask me?
So I have a question.
No, but what's the first question?
No,
I answered that today.
Okay. No, this is about Beach, your old band, who were very good. Check them out on, I don't know. They're on YouTube, I think.
Are they?
I don't know. Possibly.
Maybe. I hope so.
The song, now I'm going to be careful, I said it's Bare Our Souls.
Yeah.
Was that intentional?
I obviously don't remember if it was intentional because we got because after the song was written.
I fear to ask what the video was.
Well, no, the video was just us playing in America and stuff, but I think the fun started after that.
Okay.
So, you know, when we did RTE and they announced it and we got banned and all that kind of thing. And
oh, so, I didn't know that. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, well,
good
they,
stuff.
Yeah, no.
Well done.
Well, it wasn't cool because it means we didn't get any airplay and we were struck off the list.
For the name of the song?
Yeah, because...
It's a pity it didn't happen now because if you had the internet, it would be...
Yeah, but I mean, it's all so long ago. I can't really remember whether it was intentional. I don't think it was intentional, no. I mean, we wouldn't do that, but it just happened to turn out to be... mildly amusing, but it cost us a mildly amusing joke to cost us our career at the time. So,
okay.
Oh, God.
Oh well, I shouldn't have asked that question then.
No, it's you live and learn these things. You live and learn. You know, you don't. You know. What was I going to say? I don't know. There's no need for it. You know.
Yeah.
It's like all those one of those people who give the horses the really random names or the really offensive names to try and get them into the
I like that though. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Two parties. I'll be fucked.
Yeah.
I'll be fucked.
Yeah.
Some of them are really good. And some of them get in as well. Hoof hearted.
Yeah.
It's actually in a race. In the States.
Yeah. Why not? Like, I mean, the horse isn't releasing single.
Hoof hearted
coming
up the inside.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
So that's the next single then.
There you go.
So what do we got?
I
can't remember the first two.
The bearded
beard.
Man.
The beard.
No,
the bearded man. Something about the woods. And then, who farted?
So, they're obviously not very memorable.
They're obviously not. But, you know,
we have them here, though.
You gotta sell music with your eyes.
That's it.
There you go.
No, people buy music with their eyes.
I'll buy music
don't
with
sell
your
with your eyes. Mind you, if you did the...
Yeah, if you did the...
It's more
I think you gotta give the eyes during the video. Check the eyes.
Yeah.
Blue steel.
Sexy eyes!
Sexy eyes, Mara, over there. Throwing the shapes on stage.
Yeah.
You ever thrown shapes?
I might put that out. Yeah, I've thrown a few shapes.
Yeah.
I like throwing shapes. Do you want me to throw one now?
One. Jack or head.
There we go.
No
one saw that, but.
No
one saw
that.
That's rock and roll, though.
Can't pick it up. Can't even get it off the ground. But I like throwing a few shapes. I love throwing the shapes.
Next time we come to one of your gigs, you'll have to throw some shapes. We'll get Derek's text before and say.
Good
there.
Segue actually into proper question number three.
Oh my god.
Will there be solo gigs coming up? Do you think?
Well, yeah, there will, of course. There has to be. Yeah. But at the moment, I'm doing these gigs where I'm just trying out new songs.
Okay.
And I try them out in front of people and I don't say, this is my own song. And I just do it and see what the reaction is.
Yeah.
So I know that, you know the way you play your stuff and you know then, the middle eight's too long.
That's
yeah.
what Dara does, but he actually
yeah.
just steals other people's songs.
Yeah, well, you know.
I've listened to Dara's albums before, and I've just gone, Jesus, that really sounds like there was one of the ones.
Everybody sounds like.
I remember text. I was like, Dara, you've really stolen Damien Rice's guitar.
I don't think it's true though, because I think you're the only person who said that.
I think it's very similar to one of his songs.
Same. It's just the same two chords. And the same slides.
You can't copyright cards.
I don't know. I'm sure I've stolen from you before as well.
I've stolen from me too.
I think I've stolen a lot.
I'd like to say you're stealing from Tara, but
maybe I have. I don't know. I mean, there's only.
It'd be great. You can steal from me if you want. Not that there's anything worth stealing, really. But
Well, I'd like to write a song with no chords, which would be great. Just no chords. Just nothing.
Just
spoken word.
I don't know. Just. Really weird single, you know.
Heavy like.
Grunge. I was
really heavy grunge in the background, and you just kind of doing the spoken word.
I was listening to that Shatner album, the Has Been album, the other day. That's a fucking great album. It's Ben Folds did the backing music. And
yeah,
it's so good.
Are some covers on it?
One cover. There's Common People, and then the rest is all originals.
Good God!
It's really good. I'll play some later.
I believe he does a good version of some Beatles stuff.
Oh, he did. He
not
did Lucy
the
in the Sky.
Beatles.
No, not as good.
No.
As them. Not as good as them.
Not as good
no.
as them.
But
who do you? Is it? How I should phrase this? Who do you play in the classic Beatles, or which one are you? John or Paul?
John.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Which I really enjoy actually doing, John.
Yeah.
It's good. He's a good.
Good person
songwriter.
To be.
Yeah.
And he's a cheeky chap, you know?
Yeah.
So he's a bit of rock and roll. It's easy to play John because you can get into his mind and.
And you know.
You just smoke some
weed
there. Did you ever do that? So did you ever do a full on Beatles and just go?
No, no.
No?
No.
You're a musician, Scott. Come on, man. You can tell the truth.
I mustn't be a real musician then.
Not like Dara over here. Popping knees every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm on a lot of Quaaludes at the moment.
Did you see that Wolf and Wall Street?
Yeah. We saw it. I was just thinking about that.
Me and Darryl went to see it together. Uh-huh.
I should point out that drugs are bad. Don't do them. I don't do them.
After that film, thinking I really should shower because I just feel so dirty.
No, I saw this thing. There was a YouTube video of a drunk guy trying to get beer that Leo DiCaprio based the Quaalude scene on.
Oh, really?
It's just like, so it's a real guy, security camera
and
footage.
And crawling to the car.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a real guy just trying to get to the beer, but he can't actually walk.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, it's a good scene.
It's a good movie. I mean, it's fun.
Oh, man.
There's a great sketch on Saturday Night Live. Did you see the Jonah Hill?
Oh, yeah, they did the Titanic.
DiCaprio.
Yeah.
I like him. He's good. Oh, no, when he first came out, I didn't like him, and now I think he's great. Yeah.
I used to think he was shy, like steaming.
But now he's amazing.
Now he's amazing. It's like McConaughey.
Yep.
I had a big thing a few weeks ago that I fell in love with Matthew McConaughey.
I don't know if I love him, but he's good.
He did that Dallas Buyers Club film, though.
He lost a lot of weight for that, did he?
Yeah, no, it's an amazing performance.
Wow.
And he was in Wolf of Wall Street doing that.
And he was in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favourite 10 minutes in that film.
Yeah.
That's my favourite bit.
There's my phone there, lads.
Oh dear.
It's Texas from the shoes. We'll answer it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
put it on speakerphone.
Hi, Texas. Hey, hi, I'm just doing a pet podcast at the moment, so just to let you know, you're on the internet. What's happening? Yeah.
This is going to be the weirdest.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we can
come
on if you like.
For Dara Cullen.
Oh, thanks.
Right.
And his insignificant other. His partner.
You can't remember my name.
Will I call you back? Or have you important information? It's not on. Okay.
Oh no. The shoes are over.
Okay. Do you know what date it is?
This is terrible. Exciting.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'll buzz you back. Okay, cool. Okay, right, see you out there. Okay, bye. Yeah,
that was exciting.
The 26 is not happening.
Oh no, what was that then?
It's supposed to be, I don't know, Cork.
Sutton.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
So for everyone in Cork, that's...
Yeah, sorry, Cork.
Sorry,
don't
Cork.
Worry, it wasn't booked anyway.
Oh, crap.
Okay.
You're fine then. Yeah. All those major shoes fans down there.
Yeah.
They're all of them.
There's quite a few in Cork actually because we did a support tour at One Republic and they never left us.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it was cool. So
I do an Irish radio thing which I have to go and do after this and we always play Battleground.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Because you recorded that for the Irish thing a few weeks.
That's right, we did too. So do you speak the Cúpla Focal or no?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Pretty much fluent. So we play
all
the time and I'm always like, I'll introduce this.
I listen to the Irish.
I see them.
Yeah. I listened to the Irish speaking station. I can't remember what it's called. Is it Orna G?
Yeah,
Yeah.
We do the internet. That's the one that did it for. Yeah, the one that's
huge. Oh, cool.
Few listeners. Few. 6,000 a week or something. I think it is.
That's good.
More than this.
Yeah.
I wonder. Do we get paid for you playing that then?
No,
I don't know.
Might do. Well, CD. I don't. I think CDs are sold. So.
Huh.
You might do.
You probably get some sort of Imro.
That's a great song. That's another great video. The Battle Scars video.
Battle Scars video is good.
Oh,
it was very uncomfortable to make, I have to say. It was freezing. It was so cold and we were like messing around with buckets of water and Black Rock College actually gave us their stage.
Oh, deadly.
So,
I thought that was good. What was it? The Ellen thing. Please, Ellen, if you see this on YouTube, put it on your show.
Yeah.
Did you?
She did, it was great. That's but we took off then in the States. And, it's brilliant, you know. We
Scott's
actually
not here. He's in
Scott's
New York,
here,
and he's a hologram.
We started selling out 2,000 seaters, turned into 4,000 seaters. Then we got a nice big bus.
And Madison Square Gardens.
No, but we will soon. Yeah.
Coming up 26th.
Yeah, that's free.
Madison Square free.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Yeah.
No, the Boss Guys video is incredible, and the Hookline Sinker as well.
Hookline Sinker, two girls in Barcelona.
What's the film that's going to be in?
That's been on Facebook and stuff.
Don't know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But But it's coming out soon and it's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's about. No, I haven't actually. I can't remember the name of it.
I watched. It's coming out soon. I watched the ad yesterday.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's
no. Like someone girl. Asked, could they use it as the lead song in the song? So we said yeah, but I haven't seen the movie.
Great song. Great
the girl at the end of the world. That's what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a nice title.
Yeah.
It's like a long distance relationship, Ireland to America, but then the meteor crashes, so he can't fly and.
Yeah, so he's like that. Figuring out how to get there. There's no phones, no
that's
planes.
That's absolutely
nothing.
Mad.
Yeah, I haven't seen a bar of it, but, you know.
Fortunately enough, Hook, Line and Sinker was written around the same time. Some bit, I believe.
Well, when the meteor crash of 2013 yeah. happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
The metaphoric meteor crash.
When did that happen?
I don't know, yeah. I genuinely don't know. I've read a couple of things like that. Turn it out. Like... Yeah, written about that big meteor crash that everyone remembers.
Yeah,
that was a good launch though.
Kill my man. That's why she asked.
I could cut that out.
Yeah,
that's
another.
Another story for another day.
Yeah. Some people aren't busy. Right, so
yeah.
I guess we'll get you
yeah,
to play a song.
We'll play that single.
Sure, yeah.
Go on. It'll be good.
It's really good now.
While Scott's setting up. Oh no, no, he's
I'm
set up.
Up.
Okay, tell
me. Set up, Joe.
Well, I could jump to attention, I could raise the bar. I could be lucky, even luckier than Ringo Starr if we were lovers. If we were lovers.
Well, I'm after cutting myself.
Oh.
Ow.
On a nylon string there?
Yeah, yeah, I have a kind of a sore thumb. I should have cut my nail this morning.
Oh, no.
Do you want to pick?
Will I just go from where I went, where I was? Or will I start again?
Oh,
this could be comedy gold here.
This could be gold.
Yeah, I'll have a drink.
Okay. So, take two coming
take
up.
Take
now.
Two coming up now.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go from the start as well.
Okay.
I won't hit it so hard.
Well, I could jump to attention, I could raise the bar. I could be lucky, even luckier than Ringo Starr. If we were lovers. If we were lovers. Well, I could tangle in the kitchen, flash the two-step. Cook for you, just like a TV chef. If we were lovers. If we were lovers. You're everything I ever want, and I believe it. And if I had you in my life, you know I'd never let you go. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my love, all the things I'd do if we were lovers. If we were lovers.
If you know the harmony.
Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
maybe
my
next
love,
one.
All the things I'd do if we were lovers.
It's just on the, if we were lovers.
If we were lovers. Your name across the sky in a daisy chain. If we were lovers. If we were lovers. But well, you know by now, you got me down on my knees. Take my heart, take my heart. Do what you please. Can we be lovers? Can we be lovers? You're everything I ever want, and I believe it. And if I had you in my life, you know I'd never let you go. You know I'd never let you go. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my love, all the things I'd do if we were lovers. If we were lovers. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't sing harmony very well.
Do you want to know? Hmm? Do you want to know?
Nah, that's good. I don't want to ruin the song. It's too good.
Okay.
Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. If we were lovers, if we were lovers. Ooh, oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my love, all the things I'd do. If we were, oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. If we were lovers, yeah, yeah, yeah. If we were lovers, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If we were lovers, if we were lovers.
Rocking the nylon string as well.
Rocking the nylon string. I like the sound of the nylon string.
It's, yeah, yeah, it's cool.
So yeah, if that's not an incentive to buy Scott's album, then you obviously have no taste in music. So that is, there you go. So I was very excited.
That's very threatening.
No, that
was
very threatening. Yeah. But that was daily. Fucking class, man.
I enjoyed that. Throat's a bit dry, but.
Ryan still sound great. So definitely, we can put a link to the video on.
And like my Facebook
and buy it on iTunes. Okay, well,
that's
thanks very much for being on, Scott.
So much for
thanks for having me, lads.
Yeah, so buy If We Were Lovers and buy the shoes.
Yeah, okay. So
okay, yeah, thanks for being, Scott.
Okay, thanks.
Okay,
Scott.
But I'm not finished. I want to talk.
Okay.
You want to talk more?
No, I just
if you need to plug anything, plug it now.
I just want to delay the process.
Okay. Plug anything, plug it now.
No, I have too many things to plug, and I like going under the radar, so people
he's
have to
too
look for me.
See how modest he is. That's, there you go, the sign of a good artist, modesty.
Yeah.
So by Beach, classic, go to Classics Meet with the Age, by Scott Signal, by loads of shoes, so.
There's the two other albums as well.
Immerse Yourself in Me.
Yeah.
Immerse Yourself in Scott, that doesn't sound weird at all.
What two albums? Two albums.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
What two
I
albums?
I love those albums.
Stop.
For sure, come on now.
Highly available on the
iTunes.
You
have Darren's two albums?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay,
he forced me to take them.
I got them.
Did you?
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed them.
They're
very good.
I
think Darren is a very underrated writer who will come into his own.
Terrible musician, but a very underrated
writer. No, very good musician.
Thank you very much.
A very good musician.
That's coming from
Scotland.
Ben's a great musician.
I will not have this take. Are you?
Oh,
you
no, he's
talk.
Actually he's a good guitar
you
player.
You can talk for Ireland.
Tell
you'll end up in radio.
I want to. But
no, you will. You absolutely will.
Do you have a radio voice though?
No, better, man.
My radio voice.
Like a Ben Corbett coming on the hour every hour.
Do you know what you'll end up doing? I can imagine you doing one of those kind of duos. You know, like kind of like what you're doing.
Yeah. Just getting a bit of Dara though, kissing good.
Just something zany, and fun. Yeah.
Well,
I don't really have a radio voice. My radio thing is just. Well, if it was the shoes were coming up next, it wouldn't be an Irish one. It'd be up next is the shoes with battle scars, and you kind of.
That is a good. That's a good radio.
That's my worst. I have to go and fucking do it now.
Are you allowed to curse on that radio now?
No, but I curse. There's.
Do you curse in Irish ever?
Yeah.
What? Teach me some Irish cursing.
Spalsador.
Spalsador.
Yeah.
What's that?
Wanker.
Tato, I thought it was just like Tato Amadon.
No,
you know,
no,
Spashador. I don't know if I'll remember that. Go on, give us something else.
Another one. Pushing.
Pushing.
Pussy. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Pillbean.
Pillbean.
Dick.
Tasha and Pillbean.
Yeah.
I like that. That was good. Yeah.
That's good. I'm will to Pillbean. I'm will to on Pillbean.
Yeah. There you go.
Cunnick may on Pillbean. No.
Sob a dick.
Egg shroid there on Moher. You know, walking across Trasnair on Moher. I saw that dick walking across.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go. There we go.
Click me on
there.
Okay, shroid is walk, isn't it? Or
no.
Stroll.
Shield is walk.
Shield, what's shroid?
Street.
Egg shooter on shroid. Shit!
There you go. All this.
Nerd.
All this juniors in Irish coming back to you now and all the demons are.
Guess so who's your guest next week? You're going to tell me. Oh, when you hit stop.
Yeah, when you hit stop.
Go on, hit stop.
Okay, thanks very much, everybody.